I'll have a chat with Christine as you brought her. Leave us alone together. I went to the waiting room to fetch Chris. She was at the window. She said,
Harry's waiting.
Where, Chris? I said quietly, wanting to see with her eyes.
There, by the rose bush.
The doctor had a bush of white roses in the garden. There's no one there, I said. Chris gave me a glance of unchildlike scorn. Dr. Webster wants to see you now, darling, I said shakily. You remember him, don't you? He gave you sweets when you were getting better from chickenpox.
Yes,
she said, and went willingly enough to the doctor's surgery. I waited restlessly. Faintly, I heard their voices through the wall, heard the doctor's chuckle, Christine's high peal of laughter. She was talking away to the doctor in a way she didn't talk to me. When they came out, he said,
Nothing wrong with her, whatever. She's just an imaginative little monkey. A word of advice, Mrs. James. Let her talk about Harry. Let her become accustomed to confiding in you. I gather you've shown some disapproval of this brother of hers, so she doesn't talk much to you about him. He makes wooden toys, doesn't he, Chris?
Yes, Harry makes wooden toys.
And he can read and write, can't he?
And swim and climb trees and paint pictures. Harry can do everything. He's a wonderful brother.
Her little face flushed with adoration. The doctor patted me on the shoulder and said, Harry sounds a very nice brother for her. He's even got red hair like you, Chris, hasn't he?
Harry's got red hair, said Chris proudly. Redder than my hair. And he's nearly as tall as Daddy, only thinner. He's as tall as you, Mummy. He's 14. He says he's tall for his age.
What is tall for his age? Mummy will tell you about that as you walk home, said Dr. Webster. Now goodbye, Mrs. James. Don't worry, just let her prattle.
Goodbye, Chris, and give my love to Harry.
He's there, said Chris, pointing to the doctor's garden. He's waiting for me.
Dr. Webster laughed. They're incorrigible, aren't they? He said. I knew one poor mother whose children invented a whole tribe of imaginary natives whose rituals and taboos ruled the household. Perhaps you're lucky, Mrs. James. I tried to feel comforted by all this, but I wasn't.